Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I'm David Cheel. This week, I Feel Love. It is one of the most influential records ever made. It was generated in Munich by Giorgio Moroder, a pulsing, hypnotic track whose beats seem to sync with rhythms that lie deep in the human brain. Donna Summer sings of love with cool detachment, drifting in and out of focus like a stranger on the dance floor. When it was released in 1977, Brian Eno and David Bowie were working together in Berlin. Eno told Bowie to stop what he was doing and listen. "This is it. Look no further," Eno said. "This single is going to change the sound of club music for the next 15 years. This was an understatement. I Feel Love laid the foundations for today's EDM, or electronic dance music. And it happened, in part, by accident. Moroder was born in South Tyrol in Italy in 1940. He made his way through Germany in the 1960s and 70s as a producer and songwriter. He made lightweight stuff. His single from 1969, Doobie Doobie Doo, was used in the Benny Hill show. And Moroder's song Son of My Father, which was written with his frequent collaborator Pete Bellotte, was a hit in the UK for the pop group Chicory Tip in 1972. It was one of the first hit records to feature the still new sound of the Moog synthesizer. Son of my father, commanded I was branded in a plastic craft, surrounded and confounded by statistic fights. In the mid-1970s, Moroder found himself working with Donna Summer, an American singer who was based in Germany, following a spell in the Munich production of the stage musical Hair. Moroder and Summer co-wrote the 1975 hit Love to Love You Baby, which was banned inevitably by the BBC, thanks to Summer's erotic moans. In 1977, Moroder, Bellotte and Summer were in Munich working on Summer's album called I Remember Yesterday, a journey through music of the ages. The music of the future was to be I Feel Love. The only live instrument used in the studio was a bass drum. Everything else was created with synthesizers. But the magic moment came when an engineer inadvertently added a delay to the beat, which was at the same tempo, thus doubling the speed of the pulse. The track was transformed. Summer herself was a one-take singer and quickly nailed the vocal part. Overnight, disco had become dance music. Like the hip-hop tracks that were soon to emerge from New York, inspired by Kraftwerk's synthesized sound, I Feel Love was a fusion of European and American styles, a merger of hardware and heart. Inevitably, there was resistance to a song that contained almost no actual musicians. It was music such as this that led, 2 years later, to the reactionary Disco Sucks movement, which culminated in a massive, record-destroying ceremony in Chicago. But I Feel Love became an instant dance floor filler. Moroder went on to work with Blondie and Bowie, as well as writing film soundtracks, including those for Midnight Express and Scarface. In 2013, his German-accented narration featured on the Daft Punk tribute track Giorgio by Moroder. He said of I Feel Love, "I didn't realise how much the impact would be." I Feel Love came out at a time when the idea of the remix was spreading from Jamaica to the Bronx and beyond. Summer's Song was ripe for this treatment, with umpteen remixes being released over the years. In 1978, Patrick Cowley created a remix that has become almost as famous as the original, with one version lasting for 15 minutes. A handful of brave bands and singers have also taken it on. There's a decent live version by Blondie from 1979 in circulation, and the outre German countertenor Klaus Nomi gave it his all in 1986. After that, the English band Curve created a thumpingly good version in 1992, and the Plantains' dreamy, droning, Velvet Undergroundish treatment was used in the soundtrack to the 2014 film Men, Women and Children. These are all very well and good, but they pale in comparison to the pulse-quickening brilliance of the 1977 original. It still sounds like the music of the future.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.